Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell has Miller trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and over to Fonseca, who tags Miller for the out. Hale moves to third. Hosler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Hosler scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Sewell covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Miller moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bill Bain now pitching. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Hale moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Miller throws the ball into Hauser who tags Morgan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Miller reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Hale reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The slide. Sewell applies the tag. Hale is out. Hosler moves to second. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain spins and fires to second, and Hosler is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to second. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0-for-1 in the game. Bain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop bunts towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Orwell moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to second to catch Orwell off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Miller reaches second base with a double. Hauser moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Joe Hosler. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Hauser scores. Miller moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Orwell reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Hale scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing shortstop. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Sama settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Simmons tags and moves to third. One out. It's 12-4, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sama. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 13-4, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 14-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Sama settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Orwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Orwell. Fonseca moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Bill Bain. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Caldwell pinch hits for Charlie Jameson. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-4 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.